March on, men of Rutgers. Bob doesn't podcast anymore. March to another score, forward to the fray. Fight, men of Rutgers. Bob, please podcast. Bard, men of Rutgers. As in the days gone by, fight for the scarlet flag. Oh yeah, bells of Queens, each victory shout. You rock, rock, all you rock, rock, rock. Hoorah, Rutgers, rah, rah. Fight team, upstream, upstream. Red team, rah, rah, Rutgers, go. Rutgers, Brian Leonard, jump over that Illinois guy. We miss you, Bob.
Hi, this is Jersey Todd of the Jersey Todd Show. And Bob Bickler is neither ordinary or average. Ordinary or average? Have you seen this guy? He's like 7'5", 250 pounds with like 1% body fat. The guy's absolutely massive. And he's scary looking. He's got like these claws and these fangs and the beard. I mean, unsolved mysteries in central New Jersey? Yeah, you know where you gotta start looking, because it's always the quiet ones. So ordinary average guy? That's just a front.
Almost live from the only Wanaki in the world, this is the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast. Hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Testing? Testing? One, two... Hey! It's working! Hey everybody, how you doing? It's Bob Bickler with the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast. Episode number 84, which closely follows episode 83, which was 7 months ago. But a few other things happened since then, as I'm sure you've heard in the, or seen in the feed on my website. First of all, let's just go over some business there. That was a song called Electric Guitar. By the Plastic Soul Band, and that music and all music you hear tonight is courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network and music.podshow.com. And it's interesting that it's still music.podshow.com now that the company is not called Podshow anymore, but it's still there. Mixed in there, of course, you heard our good friend Jersey Todd, and before that, my friend Tim Borbley down in the great state of Illinois. With his little payback of a bet we had a couple years ago when my Rutgers Scarlet Knights thoroughly trounced his Fighting Illini?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, how you doing, everybody? A long time no talk to. You've certainly seen a couple things. If you've been looking at the website or, you know, going through the feed, I've been messing around with some video lately. I got a really neat HD camcorder that I've just been having a lot of fun with, and that the wife and kids have been having fun with, and, you know, just some other things in there too, but really haven't had a chance to sit down and do a podcast. And that's for, I mean, numerous reasons, which I won't go through the whole list now, but the biggest one being that, you know, I moved again, still in Wisconsin this time, didn't go back to Jersey or anything like that, and anything crazy like that. Let's not, you know, get ahead of ourselves. But we bought a house here in the only Wanakee in the world. Wanakee is a small town outside of Madison, just to the north of Madison, which is the state capital of Wisconsin. And it's absolutely lovely here. We love it. It's fantastic. The house is gorgeous, huge. We've been spending most of our time trying to find ways to fill up the house. And we've gotten most of the rooms done to this point. There's still one room we haven't done, which is the living room, which you say, oh, how can you not have your living room done? Well, that's because we also have a family room and a rec room. I think I filled up first. Rec room actually was done first. That's where the big screen TV went and the big sectional with the recliners and what have you. And we also filled that up with a nice foosball table. Craigslist. Oh, my God. I love Craigslist. We found like a $800 foosball table for $70 on Craigslist. And it's in fantastic shape, too. It's just people never used it. I want to get rid of it. Okay. And we've got, you know, all my Rutgers gear down here, and Susie's treadmill, and I also put my computer desk down here, but I never set my computer up on it. Instead, I set my computer up back in the, what we call a man cave. It's the other half of the basement where, you know, the workshop is and that type of thing. And the first time I went to set up my podcast equipment in there, I realized that was probably a bad idea because it was just full of mechanical noises and everything else. And that wasn't going to work. So finally, after getting all the rest of the rooms done in the house, the bedrooms and the, you know, dining room and the family room and, you know, I said, well, maybe I got some time now to do this. So I dragged my computer out here. We're in the rec room now. I'm sitting right by the window. I don't know if you can hear the crickets outside. If I'm quiet enough, maybe you can. If you can hear them over the fan noise of my computer. I got everything set up here on my desk and said, okay, now I've got everything set up. Now I can podcast. And that was a couple days ago. And so I mentioned something about it on my Twitter. And of course, Tim Borbley immediately was like, I need it now, now. Give it to me now, now. Like, well, chill, dude. We're waiting for a few things here. So I got to get a couple things together. I actually also heard on Twitter from Armand Serna, another old listener out in California. Him and his dad used to listen years ago. And I thought that was really cool at the time. And I still think it's pretty cool. And it was nice to hear from Armand again. And actually, we're going to talk about dads a little bit later in the show. So got it all, you know, squared away and then, you know, got busy again with work and things around the house. And so finally, I woke up early this morning. In fact, it's just before 8 here. I've been up for about an hour, hour and a half already. It's like, oh, here's a perfect opportunity. The house is quiet. Everybody's still asleep. Let's just kind of hit the button on Cast Blaster and let's go. Well, that didn't work out so well. Yes, I said I've been up for an hour and a half already. A large time of it fighting with Cast Blaster, unfortunately. I guess it'd been a while since I updated, and I updated, and that didn't work well. And long story short, after a couple updates and what have you, I'm up to version 83 of Cast Blaster, which is interesting since this is episode 84 of OEG. I'm going to have to see a race who can, you know, get to 100 first. Finally got Cast Blaster working, and here we are. Time to spend some time together again. What do you think, huh? Well, I tell you what, why don't we start with the song, and then we'll come back and we'll just talk some more about life and what's going on and some of the other things I got cooking, and we'll go from there. What do you think about that, huh? We're going to play first a song that I'm pretty certain I've played before on this show, but I just kind of enjoy it. It's from the Podsafe Music Network. It's by a guy named Jesse Malin. And he's got some guest vocalists in the background, this guy from Jersey. I don't know. It is Broken Radio here on the Ordinary Average Guy podcast.
I was thinking about another time still in my mind. Well, I used to know a little girl high on this world. Your baby loves you more than you know. Raised on revelry and rock and roll. Moving to the motor city so she lets go on the radio. She just burned the bridge. The angels love you more than you know. Raised on robbery and rock and roll. Moving to the motor city so she takes hold.
Yeah.
talk about astrology. She was born in June. She danced with strangers and celebrities, empty stars in the full moon. I was singing about the universe for what it's worth. Or the one about the phoenix bird, the tide and return. The angels love you more than you know. Raised on robbery and rock and roll. Moving to the Motor City Soul. Moving to the Motor City Soul. Sometimes I see her face when there's no place to go.
Jesse Malin and Bruce Springsteen with Broken Radio, courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network. You can find out more about that song and all the others we hear tonight at music.podshow.com. So, we were talking a little bit before about the fact that Armand Serna, one of my old listeners, got back to me, and he and his dad used to listen to this podcast. And the whole topic of dads and fatherhoods has been something that been kind of a recurring theme for me lately, I guess. I don't know. I don't know if theme is the right word, but it's an idea that's been kind of in my mindset a lot lately. As you know, I've been, you know, doing this podcast off and on, mostly off, for, good 4 years now, 4.5 years. And one of the main parts of the podcast has been me talking about, you know, my kids. That's because I love my kids. And I do just about anything in the world for them. And, you know, I got to thinking about fatherhood. And then at one point this summer, my father came out here to visit, along with my mother. And I got to spend some really quality time with him. And just enjoying the time with him, not doing anything special or fancy, just being with him and hanging out and watching Yankee games, and, you know, and that was really cool and great. And that made me think some more. And then just, of course, during the regular course of the day, you know, going through my Twitter and my friend feed, I'd see things from some of my other friends. Tim Borbley in Illinois, talking about what he'd be doing with his kids, and my friend Brad P. and NJ, and his podcast, the Whole Lot of Nonsense podcast, and his kids are always involved in that, and what's going on, and, you know, what's happening in their lives, and so on and so forth. And, you know, I kept going on through the Twitter, and I'm kind of soaking this all in, and going through the friend feed, and soaking all that in. And one of the things I keep hearing and reading and seeing more and more about, not that I haven't seen some of this lately, but I mean, just for some reason, it's just kind of everything clicked recently, is the idea of mommy bloggers and how hugely influential they've become. And yeah, I think it's a great thing. I mean, don't misunderstand where I'm going here. I think it's a wonderful thing. I think, for moms to be able to, you know, have their voices be heard in a lot of things can do nothing but good. But it made me wonder why there was no equivalent for dads. And so I started doing some Googling and, you know, looking for, you know, stuff about new media dads. Because, I mean, yeah, okay, I podcast, but I don't just podcast. You know, I have a blog, too, and, you know, I do video and, you know, we're on Twitter and friend feed, and same could be said of a lot of my other friends who are dads. But in the same time, you know, we don't all do one thing. We do many different things, or some of us only do one thing, but, you know, it's a different thing, and we're all a little bit different. I'm like, well, wouldn't it be great to have a place where you can see and hear and listen to a bunch of dads? And that's why I created the New Media Dads Network, which is something else I've been keeping me busy from doing podcasting. So if you go to newmediadads.com, you'll see the baby, if you will, because it's still in its infancy stages. And just want to mention a few people who have graciously accepted to join so far. Well, obviously, you've got this little crazy podcast here at oegpodcast.com. And old Brad P. from NJ with his whole Law of Nonsense podcast. And Tim Borbley with his wonderful Life at 1312 blog. And let's see, how about somebody else you heard earlier? Jersey Todd, the Jersey Todd Show. I mean, how often have you heard Todd talking about his little Charlie and now his other little daughter? Hmm? And we've got a few of those, too. We've got Rob Usden from the Jersey Jamcast, another great dad. And finally, we've got a guy that Brad actually brought to my attention. He goes by the nickname Pops on Twitter. And he's a photographer, and he's an older dad. Not that I'm young by any stretch of the imagination, but, yeah, he's an older dad who's got grown kids, and he's very, very much in gear, in tune with new media. And he has a Tumblr blog, which, for those of you who aren't familiar with Tumblr, it's kind of like a bookmarking type, site, I guess. And, he contributes a whole bunch of, you know, stuff all about, some of it about new media, and some of it about just being a dad, and that kind of, I thought that was kind of a nice idea, and that's kind of what I'm looking for here, is to get a bunch of geeky dads together, and have a place where, you know, you can go and see photos, videos, podcasts, written word, all those things. So, you know, if you get a chance, go take a look at it. As I said, it's really kind of in its infancy stages here. You know, it's not a super high priority of mine. It's something that, you know, and I've got nothing better to do. I work on it for a little bit. I try to make little improvements here and there. And, you know, let me know what you think. Let me know if you like the idea in general. There's an RSS feed there too. So you can go and, you know, just subscribe to the feed and get everything that way, including all the good podcasting and video goodness. There should also be on the page, if you load it and you come to a post that is a podcast or a video, there should be a little link there that you can actually play that podcast or video right there on the page. So you don't have to have a separate player and all that other good stuff. So check that out. Let me know what you think. And, you know, we'll see how that goes. So that's been more of the fun I've been having lately. A lot of other things keep me busy. As I said, my mom and dad came out to visit for a week. To see the new house and see us. My sister came to visit along with her husband and son. Her husband, who's never, I know he's been to other parts of the country besides Florida. And I know he's even been up in the upper Midwest because he's been up in Michigan. But from what I understand, he's never flown a large plane like he had to get here. So I was very honored and impressed that he came to visit us. And of course, my little nephew, Michael, who, he's just, oh, what a corker. it was so much fun having him here. You know, it was nice to see him go home too. I mean, I'm not going to be, you know, I mean, there's a reason I don't have any young kids anymore, you know, to keep up with that on a constant basis. Wow. Thank you. No, love. I love kids, but No, thank you. So they were here for about 5 days or so. I've got this coming week, one of my football buddies, Mean Gene, coming out with his family to the Wisconsin Dells. They had actually planned this trip before I moved out here. And so when we did move out here, we're like, okay, well, you know, when you get out here, we're going to have to get together and what have you. And so we're actually going to meet them up in the Dells one day and go to the water park. And then they're going to stop on their way back to New Jersey because they're driving out. They've got a camper. And they'll be stopping by here. And we'll do a little barbecue thing. And then, still more in the summer of visitors here, my best friend in the world, the dog, is actually going to come visit too. He's going to come out like mid-September. And just for a quick weekend. And that should be a blast. I think he'll love it out here. It's kind of... This area of Wisconsin especially reminds me a lot of how northern New Jersey was when I was a youngster. And that was quite some time ago. 47 years ago. I think the dog will really enjoy it. So got a lot of people coming out to visit and been really busy with that, running around. And work has just been getting more and more busy for the most part. We just keep going and plugging along with that. And what else? Oh my goodness. I mean, it just seems like so much going on, but when I sit back to try to think about it, you know, it's hard to remember all of it. I know what we should talk about. We should talk about sports. Yes, that's something else that's been going on around here. Been having a lot of fun this year watching baseball, which I haven't in a long time. Haven't watched a lot of baseball in a long time and haven't enjoyed it much. And I think the thing that's made the difference this year is not, unfortunately, I wish I could say it's the Yankees' great performance, but it hasn't been so stellar. But what's made it better and different this year is I've got the... Oh, can you hear the plane? I don't know if you can hear that. I wonder if that's the plane I was up on last week. You can go to oagpodcast.com and see some great video of me flying in a plane around here. But anyway, the thing that makes it better and different as far as baseball this year is I have the DirecTV baseball package. And that is just fantastic. I get, I don't know how many games a week in high def for the most part. Almost all the games are in high def. On top of that, they offer both feeds for a game. So if it's the Yankees playing the Red Sox, you can get the Red Sox announcers or the Yankee announcers, which I think is fantastic. Then, of course, they have the one channel that the Game Mix channel where you can see like 8 games at once, which to me is a bit of overload. And that's not in high def either. If that was in high def, that might be cooler. But the fact that it's in standard definition, 8 different games all on one screen, kind of hard to follow that. But the coolest thing by far is something they call the Strike Zone channel. And that does come in HD. And what that is picture the NCAA tournament, basketball tournament, you know, March Madness. And that first round of games, or first 2 rounds of games, and you turn on CBS and it's just, you know, they're in one game and, okay, well, this game's starting to get out of hand, so let's switch over to this game. And there's something exciting happening in this game, so let's switch to this game. And that's what this channel is, just constantly. It is going from one game to another for important bits and pieces. And, I mean, they'll stay with one game for a little while sometimes. You know, it depends on what's happening in that game and in other games. But, you know, pitching change, oh, we don't wait for pitching changes here. Let's hop off to Pittsburgh at Cincinnati. And, you know, as Ken Griffey Jr. is getting ready to, you know, do whatever. And I think it's fantastic, especially for someone with a short attention span like myself. You know, I find myself not falling asleep during baseball as much as I used to when I watch that. So I've been having a blast with that. Sports news otherwise, football is getting started, except for us here in Wisconsin, where football has been going on for what seems like all summer, courtesy of the Brett, I don't know what I want to do, Favre saga. Oh my God, what a GD whiner. I mean, you know, it's just amazing. And living here in Wisconsin, it's just, I mean, been intolerable. The amount of nonsense over whether one, and I won't say grown man because he doesn't act like a grown man, trying to make up his mind what he wants to do. I don't know. Do I want to do this? Do I want to do that? I don't know what I want to do. Well, maybe I want to do this, but then I'm going to change my mind. Oh, just somebody smack this guy already. I mean, good God. So finally, that's all done and taken care of, and he's gone off to play with the Jets. Good luck. Good luck, Brett. Have fun playing for the Jets. Yeah. Anyway. And so we've been able to take the focus off of that whole nonsense. Of course, you know, Packers are always king around these parts of Wisconsin. Not in this house. The Super Bowl champs are key what's in this house, but the other thing we've been able to start focusing on is college football. And college football starts up next weekend, actually, while a lot of the games are going. And I've been very happy to see that there's going to be more and more Rutgers games on this year. In fact, the first game of the season against, who is it? Cal Poly? No. I can't think of who the first game's against. My goodness. Is it Cal Poly? No, it can't be Cal Poly. Oh, Bob. Bad preparation. Let's see if I can find it real quick. First game of the season is against... Come on, pop up. Fresno State. Duh, I knew it was a California school. Fresno State, which is a top 25 team, actually. And it's going to be on ESPN. So it'll be nice. I'll get to see that. That's Labor Day, 4 o'clock Eastern, 3 o'clock Central. And what's really interesting about that is that after that game, two things happen. First of all, Rutgers' next game will be about a week and a half later, also on ESPN on Thursday night. But Fresno State will wind up playing the Badgers, the beloved Wisconsin Badgers, beloved around here anyway, but not in this house, following a trend here, out in California just a week or so later than that, I think. And so it'll be interesting to kind of get that perspective of, you know, where Rutgers stacks up against, you know, the Badgers. Now, the Badgers are ranked top 10, and I'm not quite sure why, honestly. While they had a good season last year, they lost a top couple of receivers. They lost their starting quarterback. They do have some great running backs, without a doubt. Their defense was highly suspect last year, and while most of them are coming back, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I don't know. So I'm not so sure why Wisconsin is ranked as high as they are. So it should be interesting. Rutgers, of course, has their own problems. And there'd be really one huge problem, which is replacing Ray Rice. Rutgers fans have been very spoiled for quite a number of years now with having Brian Leonard there and Ray Rice and overlapping. And with Ray leaving to go to the NFL, where it looks like he's doing swimmingly with the Ravens, it left a huge hole in the backfield. And from the little bits I read online, it doesn't look like Greg Schiano is ready to announce who his starting running back is going to be yet. It sounds like it's going to be more of a running back by committee. And that should be really interesting to see how that all shakes out. But so geeked out about that. Geeked out about baseball, even though the Yankees probably aren't going to make the playoffs. Looks like the Brewers will, so we'll root for the Brewers because they're not so bad. I'm not going to stop being a Yankee fan, but I can root for the Brewers, and it's my auxiliary team. How's that? And let's see, what have we mentioned yet with sports? Let's see, we got baseball, we got football. Oh, soccer! Yeah! What would this be? What kind of OAG show would this be if we didn't talk about soccer? In particular, youth soccer. Soccer out here in Wisconsin is surprisingly different than it was in New Jersey. And I think it just has to do more with the organization, the local organizations, more than anything else. There's been some great players to come from both states. Probably a few more from Jersey than Wisconsin, but there's been some really great players come from Wisconsin too. And it's interesting to see how seriously they take soccer out here. The town I live in, Wanakee, the girls' high school team this past year made it to the state championship and lost in heartbreaking fashion. They gave up a goal late in the game, and then about 5 minutes to go in the game had to be called due to lightning, and they were never able to finish it, and so they didn't get a chance to tie it up and see where it could have gone, but still an excellent performance. But here, soccer is primarily a girls' sport. Not that boys don't play it, not that there's not an equal opportunity for boys, but it's definitely much more female-oriented. The girls' teams are much higher ranked and play harder and train harder and so on and so forth. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that the boys' high school soccer season is the same time as the boys' football season. And you just, you know, that football is king out here. There's just no doubt about it. So it's been interesting because we've been here for a full year now. And we saw my son's team who just finished, you know, their last club season per se. And now he's moving into high school soccer. And he's actually very proud of him. He made the freshman team. In fact, he's been told that there's a good chance that quite a few of the freshmen will actually be moving up and playing with JV, since the JV team has been decimated by a lack of interest. And so there's a good chance he'll be playing some JV games this year, which I'm just kind of floored. It's really cool. But watching that and watching how they've treated that has been, it was a lot similar to how it was in New Jersey. You know, people weren't overly obsessed with it. It was competitive, but it wasn't overly obsessed. Watching my daughter's team, which were U10s last year, and they're going to be U11s this year, has been a real eye-opener. These people are just, like, downright insanely serious. I mean, they talk about sending 10 and 11-year-old girls 5, 6, 7 hours away for tournaments. Oh, yeah, let's go to Michigan and St. Louis and, you know, they're 10 years old. Why do they have to go that far to play soccer? But, you know, it's hard for me to say and to raise a stink about it because, number one, obviously they're successful with it if their girls are going to state championship games. But also B, my daughter enjoys soccer for other reasons besides just the athletic skills. She likes the social aspects of it a lot more, and she's not as serious. So I realize that while she loves it and she's fairly decent at it, she's not going to be a big star any day. And that's okay. In fact, that's more than okay with me. Because looking at what some of these other parents will have to go through, I'm kind of be happy when Sarah decides that she's had enough soccer. But it's really just amazing. And the level of competitiveness, even amongst girls of the same age in the same town, when it comes to this, is just amazing. So, yeah, it's been busy with soccer already, and soccer season hasn't even started yet, but it will be soon. In fact, my son's first game is next Friday, so the high school season actually starts before high school does. Go figure. I guess they need to get the games in before the snow starts coming again. Anyway, so yeah, been busy with that, been busy with a lot of things, and I've been busy rambling for quite a while now. It's already 34 minutes into the show, so I think maybe we'll just stop there for now, and I'm going to make a promise to you, I'm going to try extra super hard to get to this before another 6 or 7 months. Now that everything's set up, and now that I've got the right version of Cast Blaster, it should make it a lot easier for me to do this, so we'll see if we can get back, and next time we'll talk about the Olympics, maybe, and, oh, whatever else, I don't know. But before we go, how about we play one more song? I was actually very excited to find this artist on the Podsafe Music Network. It's another Jersey guy, and he's done a lot with a lot of the Jersey music scene, you know, the Bobby Bandiera and Glenn Burtnick and what have you. And his name is Bob Berger, and this is a song called Crashing Down, here at the Ordinary Average Guy Podcast.
Tell you why, they didn't tell you when.
Burger and Crashing Down here on the OAG podcast. You can find out more about Bob at bobburger.com or at music.podshow.com. Well, folks, I think that's about it. I am getting hungry. It's about 8:20 something in the morning now, and my stomach is starting to scream, so maybe I'll go wake up Susie and have some breakfast. So until next time, this is Bob Bickler for the Ordinary Average Guy podcast, saying... Come on, everybody say it with me together. See ya.
This podcast is a member of New Media Dad, embarrassing children since July 2008.
Stop talking with your mouth full.
Yes, sir.
Powered by Cast Blaster.